Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart. You know that we have a bit of a history with Flat Earth proponents. Our Kickstarter project raised, it was up to $34,000 to launch a Flat Earther into space on one of the space tourism rocket ships, Virgin Galactic or whichever of them. But we didn't make our goal, but maybe in the future. But right now, wow, what a fabulous documentary on the Flat Earth. It's called Faith on the Edge, and the creators are Kyle Justice and Pat Roy, names that are well known to the creation movement. And guys, thank you so much, and over the years, for your help with our efforts here at Real Science Radio. God bless you guys.
Great. It's great to be here.
God bless you, too. Thanks for having us on.
Well, you're welcome. What a tremendous production quality in this anti-Flat Earth documentary. I just used the word anti, but Kyle, we want Flat Earthers to watch this documentary. So how do we get them to watch something that they might be hesitant to? Because you guys have so much from the Bible and so much scientific evidence in here.
Well, Bob, what we wanted to do was to present the best and most accurate presentation of what do people who believe the Bible says about the Earth being flat. We wanted to make sure that we weren't setting up any straw men or, you know, things that, that they would come back and go, oh, whoa, that's not true.
Right.
And so we actually got several experts, even Rob Skiba, who's very involved in the Flat Earth movement, to review our script and to really say, hey, is this what you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and made a few edits, but overall, we had a pretty accurate presentation. Pat, do you think so?
Well, yeah, and basically, just so you know, Rob reviewed the portion where we present what the Flat Earthers believe about the Bible, and from what I understand, said, look good.
And Pat Roy, we here on this show 2 weeks ago, I had the honor of interviewing in studio the president of Calvary University, Christopher Cohn, Dr. Cohn. And it was so neat to see that you guys had his Hebrew expert, Dr. Stephen Boyd, on the show to talk about the Hebrew text of the Old Testament. And of course, when the flat earthers say that the Bible says the earth doesn't move, the same Hebrew root, it says that the king shall not be moved. It obviously doesn't mean what they think. And as you point out in your video, while they say they take the Bible literally, when Job says that God hangs the earth on nothing, and the Bible says repeatedly, it speaks of the rising and the setting of the sun, they pick and choose which verses they want to take literally because they don't take those literally because they contradict their flat earth model.
You know, I got to talk with somebody who believes in the flat earth just this last Saturday, and he said, well, yeah, there are some passages that are not literal. And I said, aha. I go, what rules do you use to know when to take a passage literally and when not to take it literally? And he didn't have an answer for that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, then that's kind of scary because then that leaves it up to you, right? But there's actually rules, Bob. When we look at the Bible, there's different literary styles, right? There's historical narratives like the Genesis account or the Exodus from Egypt. There's statutory laws, the giving of the laws. There's lists of generations that we find in the genealogies. There's prophecy in Daniel, and those are very metaphorical, right? Then there's also things like parables that Jesus used and also epistles. So we've got to make sure that we understand what style we're reading in the Bible because there's rules about how we understand what it's saying.
Right. The hermeneutics.
When we make it up to us to pick and choose, that's when you can start to create your own doctrines and your own ideas about what the Bible is saying.
Great point. The hermeneutics, the tools for interpreting, for understanding the Bible, we have a seminar on that we presented over the years. We have it at our store, Real Science Radio. But clearly their claim that they take the Bible more literally is not valid. And when you look at the scriptures and you look at the passages that clearly state things that contradict the flat earth model, then that's when they don't take it literally. Much of your documentary, guys, deals with the scientific evidence. And here, too, you really give the flat earthers their due. You present their claims, and then claim after claim, you mercilessly dismantle it. I love the history lesson with the Bedford Level. Could you guys explain that and then explain your recreation of that historic flat earth evidence over in England?
Yeah, sure. Back in the 1830s, there was an experiment that we had. Robottom was his last name, and he decided that he wanted to try and see if the earth was curved or flat. And he put a telescope down on this canal on one side near the ocean in England, near Bedford, England, and he sent a boat down this canal, and he would expect if the earth were round that the mast would disappear. But after 6 miles, he was able to see the mast still 6 miles away down this canal. And so he said, you know what? I think the earth is flat based on this experiment.
Yeah.
And went ahead and started the Synthetic Society and so the, kind of the modern flat earth movement there.
And this Samuel Robotham, he wasn't a Christian as far as I could tell. But today, as you point out in your documentary, many Christians have fallen for this, but it's not only Christians. In France, it appears, based on surveys, that about 10% of the population of France, and they don't have a lot of evangelical fundamentalist Christians over there, they question whether the earth is a sphere. And so this was started by someone who I don't believe was a Christian. Many non-Christians hold to the flat earth. So it's a modern phenomenon because the church has never taught a flat earth. There were no denominations. There were no religious orders that taught a flat earth. None of the church leaders taught a flat earth. It's a modern phenomenon, but you guys are right. There are a lot of Christians that have been taken in by this. So how could it be, though, that this Samuel character, that he uses his telescope and he could see the ship that was supposed to be getting lower and lower out of his field of view because of the curvature of the earth 6 miles away? Why was it that he could see the ship? I mean, he won the bet, right? The experiment proved him right.
Well, yeah, and we wanted to recreate that. And so near the mouth of the Columbia River in Oregon and Washington, there was a little over 6 miles there. And we went out. It was the end of September, and the water temperature and the air temperature were about the same. And we basically had a flag on one side and a camera on the other. And I couldn't see Pat on the other side in our experiment in the documentary. But we were able to see these radio towers behind Pat. And we did some calculations, and we did different levels of where the camera was at, and we found out that the higher I went up, the more it revealed of the bottom of the radio towers, which confirmed the calculations that we had for a round Earth.
Yes.
And there are other experiments, too. In Chicago, there's some, of course, you know, the Chicago skyline, but Joshua Nowicki, a photographer, went on the opposite side, 55 miles away, and some photos he could see the Chicago skyline, and others he couldn't. And, you know, of course, flat earthers say, hey, this is evidence for the flat Earth. And then when it doesn't appear on the horizon, the skyline, the round earthers say, hey, this is evidence to show that there is curvature. So there's something else going on, because why does it appear sometimes and not others?
Yes.
And we talked to Dr. Danny Faulkner at Answers in Genesis, and he explained it really well, that it's called temperature inversion. And light, depending upon the temperature of the water and the air above it and the water and the air above that, can actually cause light to bend over the curvature of the earth. So there's a good scientific explanation that we can use to explain why you can see the skyline sometimes and sometimes you can't. In fact, I even did a time lapse, and over a period of several hours, sometimes the skyline would appear and it would disappear and it would appear and it would disappear. And it's like, what is there, an earthquake? But yep. No, it's this temperature inversion that's going on.
Dr. Faulkner really did a great job. We know that if you look at an object in a pool that's a few feet below the surface, you can tell that the light is traveling at an angle. And the light travels at different rates through mediums of different temperatures. And so you have an inversion in the summer and on hot days, and that's when you get this erratic behavior like the Chicago skyline from across Lake Michigan, 55 miles away. You shouldn't be able to see it. And there it is. It appears, it disappears, it jumps up, it jumps down in photos that are taken just seconds apart, minutes apart. It's very random how it moves, and it's moving based on the temperature fluctuation in the air above Lake Michigan. But as Danny said, and you guys demonstrated, if you do this on a cold day when there will be no temperature inversions, you won't get that effect, and you will see the curvature of the Earth in your video or your photographs. You guys were over 7 miles from... Who was with the camera, Pat? That was you, right? You were with the camera? Or you were with the flag?
Kyle had the camera, and I was on the other side waving the flag.
That's right. You were with the flag. And, Kyle, you had to carry that hammer. It was heavy up the beach there. And when you saw the radio towers, which were marked so beautifully, red and white, red and white, red and white, then you were able to document exactly the curvature of the Earth over that 7.2 miles.
Yeah, it was incredible. And the funny thing was, is when we were doing the experiment, we weren't necessarily thinking of the radio towers as we did it. And there's one point in the experiment where I'm like, hey, Pat, I can't see you, but do you see the radio towers behind you?
Right.
And it's like, yeah, he could see them. And it was really weird. And there appeared to be a little bit of, like, refraction on the top of the water, too. Hmm. And that's maybe why I couldn't see Pat either above the water. You could actually see it. But really, the towers gave us a really good indicator as we went up in feet above the water how much more we could see at the bottom of the radio tower. Hmm. And it was really compelling.
Yes. And Dr. Danny Faulkner, who is an astronomer, he's a friend of Real Science Radio. He was on this program when we were debunking the blood moon hysteria. He did a great job with that. Mm. Well, when he went to the East Coast and he was on the beach for a day, and it was a chilly day, it was 50 degrees to be out at the beach. And so you're not going to get temperature inversions. And when you guys, you're making this documentary and you pull together the greatest pieces of evidence, those photographs showing this cargo ship sailing out to sea with its layer after layer after layer of shipping containers, and the ship isn't just getting smaller as it gets further away. First, the hull disappears, and then, Pat Roy, what happens? Could you describe Danny's photos?
It's really great. You see the rows of cargo boxes, and as they get further away, those are actually disappearing row by row underneath the horizon.
Yeah.
So, Bob, it's interesting. What happens on social media a lot of times, what I've discovered is that people will watch the Flat Earthers videos that actually show that you can see around the curve, and then they watch videos like ours where you can't see over the curve, and they say, well, how do you really know the truth? Obviously, it's something we can't understand, and there's a mystery there, and so maybe there is no real answer, and so maybe the flat Earth is the answer. Well, our whole point with that video was, no, in reality, there's a knowable science. We can predict when we can see around the curve and when we can't.
Wow.
And further, flat Earthers can predict that they'll be able to see around the curve, but they can't really accurately scientifically predict any way to say when we can't see around the curve, whereas... Right. When we take the science, it just all comes down to science. We can predict when we see around the curve,
yes,
and when we can't.
And predictions are really the hard currency of science. When you could make predictions,
exactly,
and they're confirmed time and time again, repeatedly, then that's powerful. And so the way you just said it, Pat, that we can predict when you could see over the horizon because of temperature inversions and when you cannot, that... Once again, that's a slam dunk and it resolves the matter. In fact, I think I tried to count. This is a full-length documentary. And like I said, great production quality. Kyle Justice, I know this is your thing, but Pat, also, you're the creator of the Jonathan Park Adventure Series for kids, right? That creation.
Yes, sir.
Project, which is stunningly fabulous. Our kids and grandkids have seen it. As adults, we got addicted to it. It's just tremendous. But so you guys know production quality. And Jonathan Park was audio, but it was all quality from the beginning. And Kyle Justice, your work, how long did this take to put together?
We started shooting the first interview of Danny, Dr. Faulkner, in May, middle of May of last year. And we just finished editing it in March. What's weird is we thought we were done, and then something else would come up, like the balloon experiment. It's like, oh, boy, we got to add this in.
Oh, boy, we got to get to that. I'm trying to take some of the features of the documentary in order, but that is so neat that you guys did that. So this took the better part of a year. And wow, do I believe it. You guys present the flat earth model. And if you think of their model as a pizza, and let's say it's a pepperoni and sausage pizza, but only not half and half, one side and the other. If in the middle there's pepperoni and on the outside of the pizza there's sausage, they think the pepperoni part is the northern hemisphere, what we call the northern hemisphere, and the sausage part on the outer part of the disc, that's the southern hemisphere, what we call the southern. And they think that the sun is only 32 miles across, and it's only 3,000 miles from us, and it moves around that pizza sort of like a flashlight being held up and being brought around the pizza. And so that's their model.
That's an excellent explanation, yes.
And then,
exactly.
Then you guys just take it apart with all the astronomical observations that we've all made, that even the recent eclipse, their inability to explain eclipses and the lunar phases and the stars rotating across the night sky. The whole documentary was so fun.
Well, thank you so much. That was our goal, was we were trying to make it informative but also fun.
While I watched it, I had a grandma watch it with me, a grandmother. And actually, it was my mother, Connie, and she happens to be the office manager at our studio. And she was mesmerized by the documentary. She loved it. She's not a science person. She loved it. And her question was, how do I get this? I have grandkids back east who need to see this. Because she's concerned,
sure,
about her grandkids.
Yeah, one of the best ways is we have a website for the programming that Pat and I do together. It's called thecreationguys.com. And on the front page there is a link to the documentary. And we have it available on video on demand for rent or buy or download. And then we just got the DVDs in a couple days ago. And so you can order the DVD off our online store.
So thecreationguys.com, and the chemistry you guys have together and your sense of humor, it all comes off so well. Thank you for that, for making it entertaining, Kyle. It's really awesome. One argument against the flat earth position is that the South Pole, in their model, the South Pole could never stay light for 24 hours. You guys have a masterful segment on that. Could you explain it?
Yes, there's a filmmaker by the name of Anthony Powell, and he actually took a camera near the South Pole. He was a few hundred miles away, but he actually set up a camera on a little camera jig that actually followed the sun, and it's a time lapse. And so in about 2 minutes, you can see that the sun goes completely around the South Pole. Well, that can't be in a flat earth model because, remember, they believe that the South Pole is a rim of impassable mountains on the outside, or the sausages.
Right.
And so they believe that the sun is on a circuit, so there's no way that the sun would be able to stay up in the South Pole for that long. It wouldn't be there for 24 hours. So that video absolutely shoots down the flat earth model. Matter of fact, it's such a silver bullet that all of the flat earthers have responded to the video by saying, certainly it must be faked. It must be computer generated. It can't be real.
Yeah.
But I love it. Anthony Powell actually makes a challenge at the bottom of his YouTube post and says, please go check it out for yourself. If you prove me wrong, I'll pay for your trip down there.
Yeah, and, right.
It's really interesting, Bob. Yeah. He's actually offered to pay for flat earthers to go check it out.
Yes.
And nobody's taken him up on that offer.
And in fact, when we started our Kickstarter program to raise $100,000 to buy a ticket to launch one of the leading flat earth authors, we contacted two of the leading authors and they were incensed. We thought that they would be so excited and say, yeah, get us a ticket on SpaceX. We'll expose the whole thing. But they were angry. If one of my opponents offered to, you know, spend $100,000 for me to explore something, I'd be all over it, you know. But what this Anthony Powell did was his camera followed the sun for 24 hours, and you see a watch that he has in the frame. And you see the minute hand, the hour hand. So you see the time, you follow the sun, and then you guys point out, not only does he offer to pay for somebody's expenses, if they just get on a cruise ship, go down there, and redo what he did. And if they prove he was wrong, he'll pay for their expenses. But then you guys point out that everyone who lives near the South Pole, everyone who works there, everyone who visits there, they all have to be in on the conspiracy when they say that it was light all night long.
Right, exactly, which is a huge conspiracy when you think about it. And Bob, it actually brings up another point, because his video absolutely debunks the flat earth. And so they have to deny it. And it helped me to realize, it was probably the first time during the project I realized the clear circular reasoning. And here's the way it goes. We know the earth is flat because there is no valid evidence to show that it's not flat. Well, how do you know when a piece of evidence is valid or not? Well, you know it's valid when it shows the earth to be flat.
Right.
So there's some circular reasoning there. And
yeah.
I've really realized that every time that there's clear observation to show that the earth is round, it's instantly proclaimed as being invalid and thrown out. Therefore, they can claim that there's no scientific case for the round earth.
The flat earthers, you guys point out, and maybe this is Danny Faulkner, you speak to a number of experts. It's such a well-researched documentary, but you point out that the flat earthers deny the cause of the lunar eclipse. Of course, because with the pizza can't block the light from the sun on the moon. So they deny that. They have no explanation for the phases of the moon. And then they look at the size of the moon and the size of the sun in the sky, and they say, see, they're the same size, which is so absurdly immature not to realize perspective. And because the moon is about 400 times smaller than the diameter of the sun, and it's about 400 times closer, they look the same, and you guys demonstrate that on the beach, and you do a great job of it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, other ideas they have about the moon, Bob, as you've probably learned, they believe that both the sun and the moon are actually spotlights. Most of them believe that. Also, they believe, because Genesis says that God created two lights, the greater light and the lesser light, that the moon is not reflecting the sunlight, but actually producing its own light. Mm. So that's another interesting belief that they have.
And of course, we have sent men to the moon. They deny that. About 2 years ago, I interviewed Commander Alan Bean. He was, I think, the 8th astronaut to walk on the moon. You guys interviewed General Charlie Duke. Wow, what a fabulous segment that was.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Pat had some contact with General Duke on some other documentary work, and we called him up, and he was very gracious, and he really was excited about getting involved in the documentary to refute the flat earth, especially since he was on Apollo 16, he'd been on the moon, he'd driven on the moon, and
yeah. He
was a part of Apollo 11, where he was a CAPCOM, the voice of Houston. So, you know, here's a guy who had some vested interest in showcasing that the earth was round, and he just was passionate about it, and even a little frustrated at times, I think.
Well, and he pointed out that when we were on the moon, countries around the world turned their antennas to the moon and picked up our continuous live broadcast. Why would they all lie for us? Russia's the one who started space travel with their Sputnik program. So then why would we lie for them? Because we hated them. And then China went to space. And why would they lie? Because they hate everybody. And it just goes on and on. It used to be they could say NASA lied. But now it's NASA, the Russians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the North Koreans, India. Everybody's gotten into the act. Israel and Elon Musk and Amazon's Blue Origin. There's dozens of space companies, private space companies. So now everyone is lying. And what this comes across to me as, guys, maybe you think this is too harsh, but I don't think the flat earth is a hypothesis. I think it's a symptom. It's diagnostic of paranoia that everyone is lying to us about almost everything. And so we're afraid of what they're saying, so we can believe virtually anything.
Right. I think there's a lot of that going on. But, Bob, I've also talked to a lot of flat earthers, and it probably wasn't until several months into the project I finally realized their motivation, because I kept asking the question, why? Why are they so passionate about this?
Yeah.
And I think for Christian flat earthers, when you read in the Word, it says that there's going to be a great delusion in the end times. And they believe that that great delusion is the round earth. They believe that by accepting the round earth, you are rejecting God's word, and you're rejecting God, and you're putting man over God. And I actually got to confirm that with quite a few flat earthers that I was talking to, and they said, yes, Pat, that's exactly it. That's why we're so passionate about it. Mm. But my question back to them was, hey, I believe there's a strong delusion and that many are deceived, but what if it's not about the shape of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's something much greater than that?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, for example, we have all the materialist explanations for origins that billions of people believe, that we've evolved from animals. That's quite a delusion, that there's no creator. That's way more substantive than the shape of the earth.
Exactly. Matter of fact, it says that God made us in his image. Bob, that is amazing. We are made in God's image, and I think that that's one of the number one deceptions and delusions that Satan is trying to use, is that you are not made in God's image.
Right. And
I think that that's a delusion. I think that's a deception. And like you said, that is a much deeper deception than the shape of the earth.
Yes. And this video is available at thecreationguys.com, thecreationguys.com. I almost wish Fred Williams and I would have come up with that, the Creation Guys. It's just fabulous. So let's end with the weather balloon. You think it's a wrap. You know, we got this thing, and then there's this amazing opportunity to film the launch of a weather balloon, and it turns out Danny Faulkner's there with you guys. Could you describe that?
Yeah, it was amazing because I just had coffee with a good friend of mine, and he turned me on to a friend of his who knew Victor Brewer, and we connected, and we understood that he was doing this balloon launch. And what was interesting is a lot of balloon launches that might want to show the curvature of the Earth by setting up a camera to get a really wide angle to show the curvature, you have to use cameras that have more of a fisheye lens. Mm. The problem with that is fisheye lenses, as probably many people know, it tends to curve the image.
Right, so it doesn't prove what you're trying to prove.
Set one up, it's like, no, that's a fisheye. It's going to show a curve anyway, even when it's flat. And what Victor did is he wanted to just nip that in the bud. And so Victor came up with the idea of using a 360 camera to capture all the way around. And instead of measuring the curvature, he was going to measure what's called the drop-off. In other words, if you were 1,000 feet up and you look straight across, there would be basically 180 degrees of land below you and then 180 degrees of sky above you. Mm. And so there's a line right through the middle of the video. And if it was flat, the higher you went up, that line would pretty much stay the same right in the middle. But if the Earth is curved or round, then as you went higher up, the drop-off would get lower below that 180 degree horizon line.
That's fascinating. So that's a fascinating approach.
Yeah, and nobody had ever done that before. And so he invited us to come out and document the whole thing. And it was amazing. Pat, it was just so much fun to do that with you.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. The launch went well. We tracked the balloon for over, just under 100 miles. And when we pulled the chip out after it had made a landing and we checked it out, Victor actually worked with another mathematician, and they did the math and worked that out. And it actually came out that there was some clear drop away that was consistent with the known curvature of the Earth. And again, Bob, this is an experiment that's never been done before. And so a lot of times when you launch a camera up on a weather balloon, they cry out fisheye. But on this particular one, fisheye is not even relevant to this, because basically we counted the pixels and mathematically measured how much drop away there was. And it showed clearly that the Earth is curved just as expected.
All right. So the video, Faith on the Edge, it's the Flat Earth documentary that your grandkids have got to see, because, guys, you present this respectfully and so powerfully. What an honor that you've both joined us here on Real Science Radio.
Well, thank you for having us very much. It's been a ride.
Bob, thank you so much for having us. And, hey, I appreciate your stand for truth. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Kyle Justice and Pat Roy, what an honor. Awesome Science Media and Creation Quest, they come together to form the creationguys.com. So we'll link to the documentary. We strongly recommend it. And when you get it, not only could you share it, become more knowledgeable and share it with those who need to see this, but then you encourage and you support the very people who are producing the tools so that we can fight this culture war and show people that there is a God who made us, and in fact, his name is Jesus Christ. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Bob Benyart for Fred Williams and Real Science Radio. May God bless you.
Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about.